Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, sports fans? It's DW back for another edition of Inside the War Room, Friday edition. It is March the 6th, 2015 at 11:01 Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me for another edition, our 29th edition of Inside the War Room. Tonight we will be joined with special guest Brian Keyes of Minnesota State University. He's a talented defensive tackle prospect for the draft coming up this year. He's 6'1", 310 pounds. He's a first-team all-conference player, a three-team all-region player, and he's a team captain. He's well-respected by teammates and staff alike. He works hard. He gets to the quarterback. What stands out on film with Keyes is he's got a great motor. He doesn't give up on plays. He uses his hands very well, and he understands power-to-speed ratio, which people sometimes don't understand what that is. He has the strength to use his speed to get to a quarterback, and I think that's an important trait to have for a defensive tackle. So Brian Keyes will be joining us shortly. If you missed this interview in its entirety at all, NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. And also, if you want to follow Brian on Twitter, give him support and love going forward to the NFL and his journey going forward, KingKeyes77, that's his Twitter handle. Follow him and check out his NFL journey going forward. Also, we will have Pat O'Hare on Sunday night. He will join us for our 28th edition, and we're looking forward to having the pass rusher on. So Brian Keyes will be joining us here shortly, a decorated player. He's a sports management major, really humble, smart young man with a great head on his shoulders. He does a lot in the film room every week. He tries to make himself better in all aspects of life. You know, Brian Keyes is a guy that I really respect of how much time and effort he puts on and off the field. He's really dedicated to his schoolwork, and he wants to make himself better each day. Brian Keyes is a guy that an NFL team would be really fortunate to have. So without further ado, I would love to bring our special guest on for this evening, Mr. Brian Keyes of Minnesota State University.
Hey, how you
Brian,
doing, Dave?
I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining us tonight. I feel like we've already been connected.
Thanks for having
I know
me.
We've been talking. Oh, no problem. I feel like we've been connected for a while now. I think we've been talking for about 5 or 6 months, and I think with this process coming up, we've grown closer over the time being. So, you know,
yeah.
I know you're ready for the grind and everything like that.
Yes, sir.
So let's jump straight into it. I've told our listeners a little bit about you, your accolades, how big you are, that you're a team captain, that you put a lot of work in the film room. But let's start off with some simple questions. Tell me about your high school experience moving into college, and what made you decide to go to Minnesota State? And how did Todd Hoffner make you feel welcome at the school?
Well, starting on my high school career, that was actually crazy because when I finally got in the right mindset that I wanted to play college ball, I thought I was going to be offensive line because that's kind of all I knew. But around my senior year, that's when my high school coach, Coach Davis, who was coming in at the time as my O-line coach, he decided to make the change, like, hey, we can use him on defense too. So I played a little bit of defense, and that's kind of like where my natural instincts kicked in. And I think that's what kind of intrigued MSU to even try me out there. And going into college, as far as Coach Hoffner making me feel welcome. I mean, right when I got on campus, I mean, I got around the guys. I mean, the coaches were great. I mean, everybody smiled, but I'm pretty sure that was everybody's recruiting day and everybody was all smiles. But, I mean, it just felt, everything about it just felt genuine when I was there. So I was originally supposed to visit St. Cloud first, but since Minnesota, Mankato was on the way, I had to go there first. And leaving there, I think I had already made my decision.
You know, I think it's important to have a really good recruiting process, someone that's going to make you feel welcome, make you feel at home, and, you know, more importantly, make you a man instead of, you know, leaving college and just as like, yeah, I was a football player, that you're a man leaving college. What was the transition like throughout college? You know, what got you to the point to being respected as a team captain? Was it something you did in the locker room? Were you a guy that was helping your teammates, you know, really reach their potential? Tell me about your relationship with your teammates and how that evolved into you eventually becoming team captain.
I mean, with all respect to my teammates, I mean, I love them to death. But I think what finally made me see in my eyes that I was a team captain is that everybody kind of respected my resiliency. I mean, I had a couple bumps and bruises throughout my career and just coming back from that because I wanted to be around those guys. And I tell them to this day the reason why I worked so hard and I wanted to come back because, one, I always wanted to be around you guys. Like, I just love being around this team. You guys have a good atmosphere. And then, two, I always felt like they were always one step ahead of me, and I just wanted to be a part of whatever it is that they were doing.
You know, something that stands out with me is how humble you are and, you know, how grateful you are for opportunities that are in front of you. I think that's something that you brought to the locker room there at Minnesota State. Tell me about any relationship that you've had with any school alumni. You know, Taywan Mitchell graduated from there. He had a few years in the pros. You know, there's guys like Larry Brown, Ted Elliott, Jeff Reneke. Those guys all came from the school. Have they ever come back to give you any kind of wisdom with this journey going forward to the NFL?
Not those guys specifically, but alumni that I'm like as I'm starting to go through this process of trying to get into the NFL, guys that's kind of really reaching out to me, and I really appreciate it, guys like Adrian Battles and Adam Dale. I mean, those are like the two most recent ones that they're kind of starting to reach out and teach things to me, like almost how to handle stuff or what to expect, like what to put value in and what not to put value in. I mean, this has been great because it's not so much like I'm a person that loves to ask questions, but for them to kind of approach me without me even asking certain questions is just like an awe factor to me, and I just respect them highly for it because they know what the grind feels like and they know what I'm about to go through. And for them to want to reach back and try to help me make certain choices that they may have messed up on is just, like I said, a wow factor for me.
You know, I think it's so important going forward to have a mentor figure, someone that, you know, is going to help you throughout the process, someone that's going to be there for you. I think it's great to have a relationship with a guy that's been through the grind, you know, understood what it takes to get there. And I think it's, you know, outstanding you have guys that are reaching out to you. But sometimes, you know, you have a unique case that, you know, you're the first of your school trying to go pro and make it big. But I think it's great that you have that type of relationship with guys in the next level or guys that are even attempted, even if they haven't made it all the way. But I think that's really important to have.
I think it's also a big benefit. But some of the guys in my class that are right now also trying to get in are also chasing NFL roster spots. I mean, it's good because you kind of lean on them and see what they're kind of going through because everybody's path is going to be different. So I'm doing certain things that I know my teammate Barry Ballinger just isn't doing. I know he's doing certain things that I'm not doing. So it's just kind of nice to just see, like, okay, how was that for you? Okay, you did this. Okay, I don't know if I'm going to do that. And it's just kind of nice to be able to read somebody and go through it.
I think that's important to really, you know, use all the resources you can to make it to the top. I think that's a big way that will help you. You know, sometimes sticking together is the best way to get scouts to know, to get a general manager. You know, three guys that stick together is like, hey, you know, maybe these three guys would be great in my football roster. Somebody like, you know, Minnesota says, hey, you know, we need a D tackle, we need a corner, and we need a receiver. I think these three guys would be perfect for our franchise. Tell me about your relationship,
right.
Coach Smid. He was the defensive line coach this year. And how did he develop you in your final season? I know in the past that he's worked with some defensive ends, and I know you've been a defensive tackle for the most part, but how has he developed you or any other coaches have helped you develop into, you know, obviously you have, you're a decorated player, you're a team captain, first team all conference. So, you know, you're definitely well established. Who can you give credit to really developing you into an all around player going into the next level? Or going toward the next level?
It's honestly, there's multiple people that play a credit in that. I mean, if anybody's willing to hand out some information, I'm willing to listen. I give credit to Coach Clannerman, who was there, who was our D coordinator. I give credit to Coach Dicker, who came in this year and led us for D coordinator. I give it to Coach Smith. I give it to Coach Bell. I give it to Coach Plans. I mean, it's just anybody that could give me a piece of advice, whether it was on technique and stuff, which is how to handle yourself in a situation. I mean, those guys helped me so much. But for the defensive line aspect, as far as helping me improve my technique and kind of shape my craft, I give that to Coach Plans and Coach Schmidt, and as well as the guys that's on the line. Because, I mean, just because somebody's younger than me, a freshman, he may have noticed something about my technique, means I'm not going to listen to him. I'll try it. Maybe 8 times out of 10 he's wrong, but it's still something. It's just nice to have that open communication.
I think it's important to have open communication and open mind. It's something that you're definitely, you know, we've been talking for a while now, and, you know, I'm definitely not a high-end expert. You know, I'm not a well-established scout, but, you know, you respect my opinion. It's something that, you know, means
right.
a lot to me, and I know you just want to make yourself better. So with that being said, I'm going to move into, you know, arguably probably the favorite part of the show for most listeners is the shadow comparison segment. A lot of people always like to wonder who you see my game like. And yesterday I found the perfect guy that I saw your game like. It took me a while to find a guy that, you know, fits your mold. But before I tell my take, tell our listeners who you mold your game around, or who do you watch a lot of film on or compare yourself to if you don't compare yourself on. Who do you just mold your game or watch a lot of film on?
I guess the guy that I watch a lot of film on and I try to mold my game after is Aloti Nada and Geno Atkins. I just like the way, I like the way Geno, his speed, his get off. Like, how he can get off a run, he can shed a block, he can shut down a wide toss or a stretch run or something like that. Aloti Nada, I like him a lot more because the way he pressures a pocket, he doesn't necessarily do a lot of moves. He just knows how to burst that pocket. He knows how to drive his guy back to make the quarterback feel that much uncomfortable. And at the right time, he snaps off and he gets that sack. I mean, I really like watching those two guys. And when it comes to run stuff, I like guys like Marcel Darius and Vince Wilfork, of course.
Well, Vince Wilfork just became a free agent, and a lot of people are wondering where he's going to go. Maybe he'll go to the team that, you know, you possibly get a shot with. That would be something else, though. Or any of the teams that you mentioned, you know, all those guys are established defensive tackles. They're all known for something, you know. I think all these guys have something in common with your game, especially with the run support. Somebody I see you exactly like is an SEC player as well. I know Geno is from Georgia. He's an SEC player. He was a third-round pick in 2008. Let's go with Mr. Pat Sims that played at Auburn. He's a free agent right now, but you know who Pat Sims is?
Played for Oakland.
Yes, he played for Oakland.
Yeah, the last team was going to play Oakland.
Yes, he played for Oakland for a bit, and he actually started his career with Cincinnati. So he played with Geno Atkins a little bit. But Pat Sims, who I see you a lot like, Pat was a great pass rusher coming out of college. He also stuffed the run very well. I was impressed of how he used his hands. You know, last night, I'll tell our listeners, I wrote up a scouting report on Brian, and that's one of the things I praised him on was his hand use and also, you know, how he shed the blocks. That's something Pat's always been good with. Now, sometimes he's lacked explosiveness, but he's made up for it in the last few years, and he's actually becoming well-rounded. But, you know, I know your career is going to be a lot more established than Pat Sims. But, you know, that's who I see your game a lot like is Pat Sims, that, you know, is a free agent at the time, but he played for Oakland last season.
That's a good comparison. I like that.
So if you want to watch some Pat Sims film, that's fine with me. So let's move into another part of the show. Tell me about any opportunities that you've had in the last few months. If there's, you know, you your pro day. I know you talked a little bit about your pro day. Was there any All-Star games that you attended to improve yourself, or any? Did you go to any performance institutions to get yourself better with certain things? Tell the listeners what kind of things you've done to prepare yourself for the next level grind.
Well, in the past month, so probably starting in January, I went ahead and dedicated myself to the Uber training system, ETS, out of Woodbury, Minnesota. And I'm basically training there, just pretty much getting ready for pro days and combines. Like right now, I'm in Illinois getting ready for regional combine in Chicago tomorrow morning. I did have the opportunity to go to the U of M pro day. And that was a great experience. I mean, I didn't receive the result that I wanted, but I did take some lessons out of that. I learned a couple things, and I'm excited to apply that to tomorrow. So that's pretty much what's going on with me. I wasn't invited to any All-Star games just my senior year. I mean, I kind of don't know why. I mean, I don't know what the critique is. I would have loved to go on because the only All-Star game I've gone to was in high school, and I just loved being around guys and personalities because they come from different programs and they do things different ways and you pick up on different information. But it wasn't written for me. I mean, congrats to all the guys that were invited. I know Chris Reed was invited to one, the Gridiron Classic. As a teammate alone, I'm very proud of him. And that's pretty much what I've been doing for the past couple months, just grinding away, just waiting for my opportunity and striking when everything lines up for me.
You know, I think it's important you jump on your opportunities, and I think you've capitalized on most of them. You know, I know the pro day didn't go nearly as well as you wanted. I know that you wanted a lot different result, but, you know, you have tomorrow to really prove yourself. Everyone give him love and appreciation for his big day tomorrow at the regional. KingKey77 on Twitter. Follow him. But, you know, something that even through a lot of guys, I know some guys just get really discouraged, but with you, I've understand how humble you are, and, you know, you still thank God for every opportunity you have, you know, big or small. That's something that I noticed from you day one. But I forgot to mention a little bit about your game to the listeners. I compared you to Pat Sims, but I did give you a scouting report yesterday. I'll tell the listeners a little bit about what I saw. You use your hands very well. The first thing you notice, you're off the ball, that you take away the first punch, they call it. You know that. But you take away the first punch and then use your strength to get into the backfield. And your motor is something that I haven't really seen. I do see your motor. That's what I'm trying to say. But, you know, in a defensive tackle, it's rare to see a motor that's as active as yours. If you watch Brian's film, you're pretty much chasing guys down until, you know, he's down for sure. There's no, like, oh, he might be down. You know, the guy's going to wrap him up. No, you're going to be on the play no matter what. And that's something that really stood out with me with your film and play. I think it's important to have a great motor. And it also speaks of how conditioned you are. And I think your coaching staff did a really great job conditioning you for the games. And something that, you know, your high energy level is definitely going to stand out to an NFL team in some way, shape, or form.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And yes, that is a big hats off to the coaching staff, man. All those days and all the situations and drills we've done, that is a big hats off to them.
Okay, Brian, it's time for the three wish segment. Okay. So I know you've listened to my show for a while now. I'm just going to tell our first time listeners, or if you have any family listening tonight, the three wish segment, pretty much, I'm a genie and you found my bottle. You summoned me out of my bottle. And you have 3 wishes to wish for anything in the world you want. The only thing is you cannot wish instantly to be on an NFL, CFL, AFL, whatever team. But you can wish for anything else in the world you want. So you have 3 wishes to wish for any kind, anything you want whatsoever.
Okay. All right, I'm going to try to word this. I mean, like you said, I've been listening to a couple of shows for a while now, and I think I can get away with some wording here. So I'll say this. For my first wish, I wish to have the opportunity to continue to better my craft.
All right.
Does that count? Okay, all right, cool.
Yeah.
For my second wish, I wish for good health. I wish to be just basically smiles every day, just caring world. My body holds up, my mind holds up. Nothing big or dangerous happens to me. I just wish for good health and good fortune. I'll say it a bunch. And thirdly, I wish the best. I wish to gain enough knowledge to, when this is all over, I have something to pass down that really strikes somebody and helps them out.
3 wonderful answers. You have been listening to my show, I can tell. You know, you got around the tricky element of instantly wishing yourself on a team, definitely giving yourself an opportunity. I never said that was out of the picture, but, you know, just an opportunity, you know, a training camp invite, an undrafted contract, you know, something to say, hey, you know, I just deserve a shot. And
right.
I think a humble man like yourself, a general manager is going to say, this guy works hard on the field. Something I told our listeners before the show is that, you know, you're an outstanding guy in the classroom, too. You know, a lot of these listeners sometimes get the idea, well, he's a big-time football player. He doesn't take his education serious sometimes. No, that's not the case with you. And actually, a lot of guys I've had on the show have been quite serious about school. So, you know, but I understand just the opportunity. And that kind of ties in with your last wish, too. You know, you just want to just keep staying humble no matter what. And I think that's a great wish to have. And staying healthy, obviously that's a big one. You know, staying healthy, you know, you have more opportunities to do big things. Instead of, you know, having a sprained ankle, you know, you're healthy and you don't have to worry about taking a playoff just because you're throbbing, I mean, even though sprained ankles, usually we play through that kind of stuff. Or, you know,
right.
You have a fever. You know, no one wants to miss action in work, in life, or anything. So, you know, being healthy is a great thing to have. So, with that being said, let's move into the last segment of our show. We're already at 6 minutes left. It's already been 20 minutes into the show, believe it or not. Yeah, it's been 20 minutes already. Who is your favorite NFL team and why? If you don't have one, there's a reason I'm asking this whole thing.
Okay. Well, law abide by, and anybody who knows me knows that I have to do this because I got to do this. But what I say is I'm a Ravens fan at heart, but I'm a Packers fan by law. Growing up in a Packer household, growing up in a Packers household is kind of what you had to do. And yes, they are a good team. I don't take anything from them, but where my heart is in Baltimore.
Hey, those are 2 great franchises. Ted Thompson, I've actually had the pleasure to meet. I met him at the Senior Bowl a few years ago. Let's go with Ted. Ted's a great guy. Actually, I inspire to be like him. He was a guy that never had a football background whatsoever. He never played. He never really was around football in college. Same with me. You know, I'm passionate about football. But, you know, enough about me and that kind of about you. So Ted's brought you in for a workout, and you ran a really good 40 time. You impressed on the bench press. You put up a crazy number, and your drills looked really well. And he sees something in you. So he brings you in his office, and he says, Brian, we like what we saw today. Sell me yourself. Why are you a good fit for the Green Bay Packers?
Well, reason number one, I'm from here, and it would make a lot of people happy to have me back in my home state. But out of everything, I consider myself a hardworking championship mindset guy. I know how to bring the best out of people. I know how to get guys focused. I know that I know how to basically bring the guys around and keep them focused on the task at hand. I'm the kind of guy that you want in your locker room because you're not just investing in a football player. You're investing into kind of like a culture, the culture that is the championship culture. And that's what you guys here have here, and that's what I want to continue to keep going. And by bringing me in, I promise you I'll raise all expectations and meet the ones that you have.
Yeah, fans go wild. You've done some things that I really like, not only as a fan, but a guy that's inspiring to be a general manager one day, that you have a winner's mentality and you want to win. Guys that I interview, that's what I want to hear, saying, I want to win at all costs. I want to bring a championship home. I want to bring the Lombardi Trophy back to the franchise. That's something that, it means that you want to win at all costs. It doesn't matter if you're a third down specialist or, you're on special teams. Every role is crucial in the NFL, and, you want to bring the best out of yourself every day and players. So I think a general manager would be lucky and fortunate to have a guy that, is a team captain. Obviously the coaches respect you, giving you team captain honors. Usually it's with, teammates, of course, so the team loves you, of course. So, a lot of things stand out. And, your play would definitely be beneficial to it. But, also I tell a lot of guys this. Scouting is only about 35% of what actually goes on with NFL teams. A lot of it is fact collecting. If he's a very good guy in the locker room, what kind of guy is he on third down? If they don't get the first down, does he react like, man, you guys suck? Or is it like, come on, guys, we can get him next time. It's that kind of mentality that scouts look for. And I think guys, men like yourself, really hold that true. They're going to bring the best out of your players. So I think Ted Thompson would be thrilled to have a guy with your kind of character and play style in the locker room.
Thank you. I appreciate that highly.
Well, Brian, I'm going to let you open the floor up for any shout-outs you want to give or anybody you want to anybody at all. So the floor is yours to give a shout-out to a coach, a family member, a friend, some random guy. I don't know. The floor is yours to give any shout-out to anyone you want.
Well, first shout-out I want to give out to Dad and Mom, my sister. Can't believe we're actually at this point that we're actually doing it. I mean, got an actual opportunity tomorrow. We made it, guys. I want to give a shout-out to my family over at ETS, the pro guys, the high school, the workers, the interns. I want to give a shout-out to my Maverick family, past, present, and future. The best of luck, you guys. Thank you for all the years. Thank you for the ride. Thank you for Joe, Celeste, and all that. Just thank you. And anybody else that's just ever known me or given some type of support my way, a good luck, a thumbs up, smile, wink, nod, whatever you've done. Everything is truly appreciated, and I thank you guys for it.
Sports fans, draft fans, Brian Keyes, defensive tackle of Minnesota State. He's joined us tonight. If you want to follow him on Twitter, at KingKeys77, a very humble, well-rounded young man, both on and off. So with that being said, Brian, thank you so much for coming on tonight. I wish you the very best tomorrow in the regional combine. Definitely reach out to me tomorrow. I want to hear how it is. And don't forget to say hey to Gabe. I told him today that he'd be looking for you. So,
all right.
Keep a lookout for him, and best of luck tomorrow for you, buddy.
All right. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Dan.
We'll talk soon.
See ya.
Sports fans, Brian Keyes, Minnesota State, really humble young man. I really enjoyed having him on. I wish him the very best with his regional tomorrow. He's a 6'1", 310-pound defensive tackle, first-team all-conference player, third-team all-region defense, and captain. With that being said, I'm your host, DW, with Inside the War Room. Hope you join me for another edition Sunday night with Pat O'Hare. Take care, everyone, and have a great night.